This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin. Come along and join me for a visit with Craig Prost, Communications Director for the State of Wisconsin's Department of Tourism. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's been so fun traveling around the state with you for the last couple days. Really revealing, even though I've been here many times.
Wisconsin is just such a beautiful state, and we've got so much to offer, and it has been a blast to have you along with us. We're glad that you got to see some of the hidden gems here in our state.
Every time I come here, I find a new place, and it's so interesting how there really is a distinctive, unique character to each town.
We're here in Beloit, Wisconsin right now. I have an aunt and uncle who live here, and even in my job, I learn something new about every city every time I visit, and it's just been a great time to have you in town and get to see what we've got to offer here.
On one level, one of the reasons I love Wisconsin is kind of the can-do attitude that goes back to pioneer days. If you go to Racine, they invented the garbage disposal, and that's just a little tiny invention.
Right, absolutely. We've got so many things that we've pioneered here. The founder of Earth Day is from Wisconsin, and you know, we talk about outdoor recreation being such a driver of tourism here in our state, number one most marketable reason why people come to the state.
Another one I love, and I haven't been there yet, is track down the history of Schwinn bicycles, which also has everything to do with the advent of motorcycles in America, going back 100 and some years.
Yeah, there's just so much great culture, history. Wisconsin is more than just brats and beer and cheese, although, don't get me wrong, I love my brats and I love my beer and I love my cheese. So, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything. We got something for everybody here.
That's so true. And for me, one level, one reality that I just adore is the wilderness, the outdoors, the Mississippi River, kayaking. I had no clue how forested this state is.
About 40% of our state is covered in trees, which is pretty wonderful. We've got 15,000 lakes.
Yeah. Both have Minnesota roots. And we grew up with the land of 10,000 lakes. So sure. I always thought that Minnesota obviously was the king of ownership of lakes.
We have a fun little debate with Minnesota over who has more lakes. Minnesota counts their lakes differently. They have a certain number of acres that a lake has to be. Wisconsin, we don't have that strict definition. Our Department of Natural Resources has tabulated a list of over 15,000 lakes here. You know, there's a fun little debate over that. I jokingly say, you know, Minnesota is welcome to count its lakes and its Super Bowl rings any way they want, and we'd love to invite every Minnesotan to come over here to Wisconsin and explore our lakes.
Another dimension is tourism in Wisconsin. And over the years, one thing I've learned is that tourism for Wisconsin is as much for Wisconsinites as it is for people coming from the outside. Every person that I know, and I'm sure you know, they love exploring their own state.
Absolutely. Tourism is not only big fun in Wisconsin, it's also big business. We've got a $21.6 billion economic impact here. And over 199,000 Wisconsinites rely on tourism.
It's one of the top economic drivers of the entire state, isn't it?
It sure is. We think as a combined industry, if you get the lodging, you got the entertainment, you've got the travel, all that, it's about the third largest, depending on how you crunch the numbers, third largest industry in the state. And so many of us not only rely on it for our source of fun, because there's so many great things to do right near wherever you live or wherever you want to travel in Wisconsin, but it's also 199,000 people rely on it for their job. So it's a big deal here, and we're grateful to have lots of support, not only within the industry, but bipartisan support from the governor to the legislature. We're just grateful for everything that we've got here.
So government gets it and responds in kind.
Yeah, there's a saying in Wisconsin that, you know, tourism isn't blue or red, it's green. Governor Tony Evers, recently elected, first budget out of the gate, proposed a big increase in our budget and support for us. We were grateful to see that. We ended up getting a $1.5 million increase in our marketing budget, as well as the creation of the Office of Outdoor Recreation, which is just a game changer for us. And all of that also had to pass the Republican-controlled legislature. So it just goes to show that, you know, tourism does enjoy real strong bipartisan support, and we are grateful for that.
In addition to travelers coming from across the United States. You have international inbound travelers. What would be the hierarchical ranking of demographics where people come from?
We see a lot of travelers from China, Canada. I believe Europe is right up there on the list. I think Japan is, I think, our fifth largest market. But we really get travelers from all over the world. And actually, one of the things Wisconsin is being known for is we are a destination for golf. If you want to golf some of the best golf courses in the world, come to Wisconsin. We've got 10 courses on the top 100 list. Puts us right on the map. We've got people that they'll fly over across the pond, as you will, and they'll spend a full week in Wisconsin just golfing. Our 10 best golf courses, they're all public, so anybody can go golf them. Just got to book a tee time.
Some of your private courses are open to the public. You can make reservations and play them.
You sure can. And that's the cool part about traveling here in Wisconsin is we're open and accessible. And, you know, we want to make sure that no matter who you are, what your ability is, what your funding level is, you know, there's something for everybody here in Wisconsin.
One thought keep thinking about over and over again, your roots ethnographically, you have strong German roots going back 150 years, Swedish, Norwegian, and whatnot. Do you market targeting Germans to come and connect?
We don't necessarily target Germans specifically because of our German roots, although we've got some of the greatest sauerkraut and brats around. And, you know, if you ever want to drink your beer out of a boot, come to Wisconsin, and we've got plenty of places that will sell you a giant glass boot with beer in it.
The same thing, you don't specifically target Scandinavia?
No, we kind of try to move our international. There's something for everybody here. We've got a lot of people, the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail, anybody who's interested in architecture and art, because it really is a form of art, that's a huge draw. And as you know, Taliesin was recently added to the UNESCO World Heritage List, as well as another spot in Madison. So yeah, that puts us right on the list with the seven natural wonders of the world and some other really great, amazing places. And so we've got a whole bunch of different reasons people come here, and we're very fortunate for that.
Yeah, you definitely could just come here for Frank Lloyd Wright, which I have done.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, Madison, that giant conference center down on the waterfront, that's world class.
Yeah. There's a nonprofit association connected with the Frank Lloyd Wright preservation work, and they have recently created a passport. If you come, go to any of the Frank Lloyd Wright spots, go to travelwisconsin.com, and you can get the itinerary start to finish. If you do all 9 stops along the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail and get your passport stamped, they'll mail you a Frank Lloyd Wright commemorative coffee mug.
Oh, I think I'm about ready to qualify.
Perfect, perfect.
One of the dimensions of Frank Lloyd Wright and his legacy has to do with his Usonian homes, which were designed to be affordable. And he had some demonstration ones that are still there across the street from the water in Racine, Wisconsin. And what is sobering about that, those buildings, I recall, they're 102 years old right now. And yet I could take a picture of one of them and tell you I built this house last year and you would believe it.
They really stand the test of time, don't they? It's pretty remarkable. I love how he uses space, how he compresses. You go from an open space to an enclosed space, and you walk through a tiny little hallway, and you know you're in this great big open space again. And it really does create this sort of modern feel, no matter how long ago he made it. And it really has stood the test of time. And we're very fortunate that, you know, Frank Lloyd Wright called Wisconsin home and lived here for so many years and left such a great imprint on our state.
Let's talk dairy for a moment.
All right.
Another reason when I fly in, the first thing I think of is cheese curds and how soon it's going to be before I can have my next dose of cheese curds. It's a reason to come to Wisconsin is the dairy world, the cheese tours and whatnot.
Absolutely. Our dairy industry is more than, foam hats on top of Packer fans during the football game. The dairy industry is really the backbone of our state. It's, our license plates say that, Dairyland USA on them for a reason. My favorite thing to ask a traveler is, do you like your cheese curds fresh or would you like them fried? Everybody has a different perspective on their cheese curds.
I like fresh fried.
Fresh and fried. All right. You got to get a little bit of each. And as you know, tomorrow in Beloit, there's a farmer's market. I'm sure there'll be a few farmers there that will have some for you.
Yeah, it's kind of funny in how it sticks in your memory. Manitowoc, that little restaurant next to the county courthouse or the old county court. Yeah, some of the best fresh cheese curds in the country.
That's my homeland. And thanks for the plug for my birthland, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, right on Lake Michigan. It's beautiful. There's so many things to do there. Big ships come in, walking downtown, such a historic downtown area. Stop in, get some chocolate at Bernstein's or whatever you want to do. It's great.
And one of my favorite discoveries is really understated is the Maritime Museum with the World War II submarine there.
Oh, that is so amazing. And they're even doing like conferences now where, you know, businesses can rent it out and have their meetings in the museum. You know, it's a submarine, but it's a museum, and you get to see where the sailors slept and all of that. And Wisconsin has a great history of building the boats as well and launching them, and there's a video right in the museum of the boat being launched, and that's a cool thing to see a boat just slide off the side of land in water, pop right up and be in the water for the rest of its life. It's pretty amazing.
And that history and legacy of Wisconsin as a major boat building state is incredible. World War II, what a major industry they did of pumping out battle boats. Going on today, I think, what, they just launched the USS Beloit?
The USS Beloit, yeah, is, I don't know if it's been launched or it's any day now, but they're building, they had commissioned a USS Beloit, which is pretty fun.
Real cutting edge, high tech attack boats that are just state of the art.
It's pretty amazing what we, like you said, you know, Wisconsin really does have that can-do attitude, and, you know, whether it's for tourism or helping the war effort back in World War II, or we pull up our bootstraps and help our neighbors out, and, you know, if anybody's thinking about where to travel, we've got so many great things to see here, but I think that the best asset Wisconsin has is its people. We are neighbors helping neighbors every day, and there's just no better place to live.
That's another really important nuance that's central, is the people factor. If you don't have nice and friendly, welcoming people, why would you want to come back? You know, why would you want to hang out?
Right, exactly. We've got that Midwest nice factor. If you look lost, somebody will just stop you and, hey, where can I help you go? Or our best travel agents are actually just the person you pass on the street. Oh, I'm looking for a great place to get a bite to eat, or a cool little bar or a restaurant or whatever. And it's really neat to have that kind of culture here in Wisconsin.
Okay, I'm going to pick on you for a moment.
Okay.
Craig's Wisconsin.
Yes.
Give us your hit list, you know, your hierarchical, what you're most proud of, where you would take me, show me, what we would do.
I love Madeline Island up north. It's beautiful, breathtaking. I believe you said you've been there. And I would absolutely go up there. There's a ton of great state parks you can see along the way. Many of them have waterfalls. We actually are the home of, I think it's the fifth tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi River. Our waterfall up there, Big Manitou, is only 2 feet shorter than Niagara Falls. So we've got some really great, breathtaking things to do. But of course, you know, we've also got some great things to do in our big cities. Milwaukee is about to host the DNC in 2020, and there's a really good reason for that. There's so much fun things to do and see there. Madison, where I call home, is just gorgeous and beautiful and breathtaking. And yeah,
I love the Children's Museum there.
The Children's Museum is wonderful, and it's not just for children. Anybody can go there. Community groups rent it out in the evenings and have their fundraisers there, and it's just so much fun. So the beautiful part about the Children's Museum is, you know, it's for everybody. You don't have to be a kid. You can go. Groups rent it out all the time for fundraisers. You know, there's a kid in all of us, and that's the cool part about tourism. Just go, play, have fun. Our goal at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism at Travel Wisconsin is to be the number one travel destination for fun in the Midwest.
Okay, another one, looping back to Milwaukee for a moment.
Sure.
It's funny, I get teased about it because I pronounce it Milwaukee.
Sure.
And a lot of the locals kind of Milwaukee, kind of chew it.
Oh, we are fans of chewing our words, as you will. Milwaukee, Manitowoc, Trivers. Yeah, we've got a special way of talking here in Wisconsin, but it adds to the charm.
In my time in Milwaukee, which was very limited, was the Harley-Davidson Museum. That's cool.
So cool, isn't it? Harley-Davidson, you know, everybody, it's a worldwide brand. Everybody's heard of Harley, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin is the home of Harley-Davidson. And so, you know, they don't just sell Harleys. They've got a whole museum dedicated to this great motorcycle, this idyllic piece of American history. And it's just, it's so cool. They've got a little bit of it. They're bringing in an electric motorcycle soon. So that's super exciting to see, you know, Harley get, you know, kind of
reinvent themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And new people are taking up riding motorcycles every day. And they work with companies to rent out motorcycles for travelers to see the countryside, because there's some pretty awesome places that you can ride a bike and travel and, you know, really close to the Milwaukee area there.
So I diverted. Let's get back. Sure. Craig's Wisconsin Great Adventure.
Craig's Wisconsin Great Adventure. All right. So I'd probably take you golfing. There's so many great golf courses. You can't pass them up. I really love Sand Valley Golf Course, right outside of Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It's just amazing. You pull off the road and all of a sudden you're in the middle of Wisconsin, but there's sand dunes everywhere. It just feels like you've stepped into a whole nother part of the country. So that's really cool. I'm a big fan of that area. I just was in La Crosse a couple weeks ago, La Crosse, Wisconsin, over by the Mississippi River. And that's pretty special with the bluffs and the hiking that you can do over there. And they've got some really great brew pubs and, you know, wineries and some great businesses.
And the Renaissance, in the last 4 or 5 years, has been dizzying.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, La Crosse is just blowing up. They've got a great community and a great vision for where they want to be. And, you know, they've got a college campus there, which infuses some young blood, some new life into that community every year. Yeah, just can't say enough good things about La Crosse. So then there's another great spot that I would absolutely take you. That's Door County. So many of us know Wisconsin is, if you flip your hand around, it's shaped like a hand, and Door County is the thumb, and it is the Cape Cod of the Midwest. Absolutely love Door County. I go up there every year. There's so many great shops and boutiques and the art and the view. You can't get past the view. There's a ton of great state parks. One of them is actually a dark sky park, so you can see the stars, and there's a state park on the island, Washington Island up there. You ride the ferry over there and, you know, go enjoy island life for a weekend. It's pretty special.
And lighthouse adventuring.
The whole Lake Michigan shoreline, there's so many lighthouses you can see. It's just a wonder. It really is. And Door County especially is really the Cape Cod of the Midwest. And they've done it right. And the people up there are just super special. And they look out for tourists. And they'll gladly give you their suggestions of where to go. Whether it's Al John's restaurant and see the goats on the roof, or whether you're shopping for jewelry at J. Jeffrey Taylor in Fish Creek, or, you know, going all the way up to the point and taking the ferry over to the island. And,
you know, and I think it's important to note that another distinctive aspect of Door County that is truly, literally unique, there are no chain anythings there. They are all 99% mom-pa family run. That's cool.
It's super cool. It is the epitome of a small town USA come to life, and you get to see it every little town you go through along the way. You know, the populations are in the thousands, and that's it, maybe even the hundreds. But yet they have all these great stores because tourism is such a booming industry up there.
And then kind of that dirty dancing, almost the old summer lodge, you know, resorts that multi-generations have been coming to. That's really touching.
Absolutely. It is really touching. And you see, you know, families saying, oh, we've been coming here for 50 years. And, you know, they just keep coming every single year. It's really wonderful. And the community really gets into it. They do. It's, you know, it's tough up in Door County. It's a little sparsely populated. So even in the winter, you know, it gets a little slow. And, you know, they've got these great community events to bring people together and rally around each other. It's just, it's a special place.
Intentionally, I went up there in January once, and I rode the Icebreaker ferry boat out to Washington Island. That was cool, and I'd do it again in a second.
Yeah, the Icebreaker boat's about something special. The ice really kind of freezes over, you know, in between the mainland and the island, but with the Icebreaker boat, you can kind of cut through that and still get over there. And so it's, you know, it's really wonderful to experience that kind of travel. Not very many people ever get to ride an Icebreaker boat, for example. And then, you know, it's also pretty cool when everything freezes over. I don't know if Washington Island has the full freeze like Madeline Island does, but up on Madeline Island, they have a full freeze, and eventually they just put a road in.
So you just drive out there.
Yeah, you just drive your car right over the lake. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, two of my favorites, Eau Claire and Pepin.
Yeah, so Eau Claire is pretty magnificent. They have had a complete revolution in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Art has really done. If you ever want to see what the art economy and the creative economy can do for a city, go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It has just taken over that city. They've got, I think, the largest outdoor sculpture tour in the country. There's so many different sculptures. You just walk sculpture to sculpture to sculpture. They've got the Confluence Center. They've got some amazing things going on there. Again, they have a college campus there, which really does bring some, you know, new young life into that community. But they've, you know, with that Confluence Center, they're now bringing in the big bands. A lot of the bands are no longer using Eau Claire as a stopover between their stop to the, from the Twin Cities to Milwaukee or whatever. They're being drawn into Eau Claire and Appleton and some of these other cities that have built these community centers for live shows. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, moment on the River Road.
A moment on the Great River Road? Oh, goodness.
Pepin.
Yeah, Pepin is a pretty cool spot. The Great River Road is just this great drive, and lots of tiny small towns. You can see everything from Cranberry Bogs to, you know, just the beautiful landscape. The just seeing how our nature has shaped the landscape over the years, and, you know, the rolling hills and the flat areas. It's quite special, and the people in Pepin are just top notch.
Worth a trip on its own.
Pepin is just a great little destination, isn't it? It's pretty special. We love promoting Pepin. It's fantastic.
And then I think a cool aside, you can take a day trip on a little riverboat down the Mississippi.
Is that the Mississippi Queen? Is that the one that you rode on, or
no,
which one did you?
They're
ride
little
on?
Smaller, little cruiser smaller. Boats.
Okay, there's. I remember being a kid, you know, and we talked about growing. Both of us grew up in, you know, in Minnesota. I remember being a kid and being brought over from Winona into La Crosse and getting on a boat and riding on the Mississippi River. And my goodness, like, you know, there's this river that cuts all the way through America, and, you know, just to be on a boat on that river is pretty amazing, and it's a landmark that you can't miss. It's a really beautiful spot.
Unfortunately, we're getting the time up.
Right.
No notice, so we got to wrap, but that means I'm coming back.
Excellent.
And we're going to do part two, Craig's Great Adventures in Wisconsin. I'm serious.
Excellent. I would love to have you anytime. You're more than welcome.
It'd be fun.
And any of your listeners that want to come are more than welcome as well.
Love it. I'll give him your number.
Perfect.
Craig, for further information, where would be the best portal to direct people to?
You can go to travelwisconsin.com. And again, my name is Craig Trost. I'm the communications director at the Department of Tourism, Travel Wisconsin, as we're known.
That's easy. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.